With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A lot of questions to be answered about the just-created war with Iran, and Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth was up to the task today as he was fielding questions from reporters at the Pentagon exactly just how big that war could become. And the war in the Middle East spiraled further today as Israel and the U.S. pounded Iran. U.S. President Donald Trump said the campaign would likely take several weeks to complete, 4 to 5 weeks to be more precise, even though he was not very specific about an actual deadline. Defense Secretary Hegseth says Iran has a history of sneak attacks on neighboring countries, and that's an ongoing concern.
As Iranian missiles and drones rain down indiscriminately on the hotels, airports, apartments, and other civilian targets of their neighbors. Cowardly terrorist tactics from a regime that for decades has trafficked in cowardly terrorist tactics. Lies, death, and destruction to this day.
Today's briefing marks first time since Saturday the administration held a news briefing on the strikes and the situation in Iran. Gulf carriers have resumed some flights, even as U.S.-Israel strikes and Iran's retaliation continue.
Airspace closures strand tens of thousands of travelers. Dubai officials are telling passengers to go to the airport only if contacted, because more than 80% of the flights remain canceled. Christy Elmer from New Hampshire was stuck there Sunday with her husband.
I feel fairly safe. The hotel's doing a really good job taking care of us. We're getting a lot of information, both from my company, but also the embassy.
Meanwhile, foreign governments are urging their citizens to shelter in place while officials explore evacuation options. I'm Julie Walker.
On Wall Street, investors seem to be taking the new war more or less in stride. The Dow is up 62 points. This is SRN News. Idaho considers a challenge to homosexual marriage.
Republican State Representative Tony Wisniewski has introduced a measure that would formally ask the Supreme Court to review its 2015 decision legalizing homosexual unions nationwide. Wisniewski says, quote, "The government has to recognize that the family is the fundamental building block of society." He argues that gay marriage undermines that institution. A similar bill passed the Idaho House last year but died in the Senate. Michael Harrington reporting.
The European Union says it will help pay for women to get abortions, especially in pro-life countries. The European Commission for Equality says the 27-nation bloc's 147 billion euros social fund can be used to defray the cost of abortion for women. Abortions are legal and common in much of Europe, but strong pro-life laws restrict the procedure in Poland, Malta, Liechtenstein, and Monaco. This is SRN News. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports on a growing trend of using AI bots to answer healthcare questions.
Tech companies are pushing new health chatbots, but experts say you still need to talk to your doctor. AI companies say bots can review health records and app data to explain medical results and trends. Doctors say they can beat a basic Google search if users provide more context. Dr. Robert Wachter with the University of California.
And the alternative often is nothing, or the patient winging it. And so I think that if you use these tools responsibly, I think you can get useful information.
But experts warn you should skip AI for emergency symptoms such as chest pain, shortness of breath, or severe headaches. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
In January, OpenAI introduced ChatGPT Health, a new version of its chatbot that the company says can analyze users' medical records, wellness apps, and wearable devices data. More of these stories at SRNnews.com.